Are there any roads that are just paved with rocks, with a sort of ground up rocks?
How you came too early. Had you come 3 months later, you'd have seen our roads are going to be paved with brick.
With brick?
To preserve the charm of a colonial town.
Which roads are those?
The ones leading from the bridge to the church and around that plaza to where Mr. Ramirez lives.
They're going to pave all of those with bricks?
With bricks.
That'll be beautiful.
I wouldn't have wanted you to see that.
I'll come back. Tell me about it. So what would you call that kind of road?
It's not cobblestone. I don't know what you'd call it.
Would you call it a brick road or anything like that?
I imagine that would be the word. They'd have to invent some word.
Are there any roads around here now paved with brick or anything like that?
No. Across the border, you can probably in Mir.
Well, what would you call a road that
We have caliches roads. That's that white stuff, that white fine rock. That's very bad for your eyes and very bad for your lungs. They had to remove it. They applied some of that to a street here in Roma. It was supposed to be very economical and very good. And all the people had eye disorders and sinuses and stuff like that.
From it?
It was a disaster.
I guess they were too happy about it.
No.
What did they do about it?
It wore off. We had to wait till it wore off. Yeah. It wasn't the success they thought it would be. The first tropical rain washed it away. We were very lucky.
I guess you were glad to the road.
Yes.
Well, this is a...
I hope politicians don't hear that.
Well, what about a road like this in front of your house?
That's just a regular dirt road.
You call it dirt, even though it's got all those rocks on it?
Yes.
And do you call this anything from the gate into where the truck is parked there, or where the car is parked?
The courtyard? Or the driveway? A driveway would be more narrow than that.
What do you call that wide one there?
When it's wide like mine, a courtyard.
It's just part of the courtyard?
Yes.
That's interesting. And on the farm, if you're on the farm road, and then you if you're driving on the farm road, you know, the highway, I mean, the state maintains.
Yes, and you're going to your ranch, you would have to go through a cattle guard.
And what would the road be that went up to the ranch house called?
That would be your private road.
You call it a private road?
Yes.
And what would you call the road or the area that was open, maybe from the ranch house out to the barn or to the shed or something? Or the place where the horses were?
Pasto.
Pasto?
It would be, yes.
What does that mean?
I guess your word similar to that would be like a pasture.
And even that little open road,
yes.
You call that. You were telling me all this interesting food you were making the other day. What do you drink for breakfast?
Milk or orange juice.
Do you drink anything else?
Like tea.
Or that stuff?
Or coffee. My husband is the only one who drinks coffee. We were not allowed to drink coffee as children for some reason. And as a result, not one of us 8 children drink coffee. We're grown up. We're dying of old age. We still don't drink coffee.
Well, now you have a modern coffee maker to make it. But how did you make it before that? Did you ever see it made when you were a child?
Yes, you won't believe this, but I was brewing my own coffee till a month ago when I burned my arm.
That's why you have the coffee maker.
That's why I got a Mr. Coffee. My husband loves his coffee brewed.
How did you
in
brew?
A saucepan, imagine.
Tell me about it.
Well, I just had to put in a saucepan of water, and then he liked it to have four big spoons, the cooking spoons of sugar, and 8 of coffee. And he liked the mixture there.
And how much water?
I don't know, I had the saucepan, and see, I don't drink coffee, so I have no idea what coffee tastes like.
Well, when you made it.
So I had to